Welcome to church, everyone.
欢迎大家来到教会。
If I haven't met you yet, my name is Elise.
如果你未我未认识你的话咧，我隔篱呢一位系余海恩牧师。
I am one of the pastors here, and we're so thankful to have you here with us today.
余牧师系呢度其中一位牧师，好高兴今日大家喺当中。
As you can see, there's some things changing in here.
大家都见得到啦，教会而家咧有一啲嘅改变。
We are so excited to have to see some progress in our building.Project.
我们在这个教会建筑物的改善里面见得到有一些进展。
And outside of the building, we have Car Free Day happening today.
而今天呢在教会外面我们有明街无车日。
It's an exciting Sunday to be a part of church.
所以星期日呢是很兴奋地来到教会之中的。
This week we are continuing in our values and vision series.
今天呢我们继续我们意象和教会重要元素的系列。
Today we are going to be talking about the value, one of our new core values of relational hospitality.
今日要讲嘅其中一个教会重要元素就系我哋嘅关系。
This value has to do with our relationships.
呢一个嘅系讲到我哋嘅关系。
And it's an important value for us to talk about because it's something that affects all of us.
呢个系非常之重要需要去讨论嘅元素，因为系会影响我哋每一个人。
After all, we all have relationships, don't we?
因为我们每一个人都有关系的嘛，是吧？
In the sense that we are all impacted by others in some way.
因为我们每一个都是其实彼此互相之间会影响到对方。
And in fact, that's even true in nature.
就算在自然界里面都是这样的定律。
It's not just something that happens for human beings. Among animals, there are all sorts of kinds of different relationships as well.
因为不是只是人类才有关系的，在自然界里面，动物之间呢，你都见到这个关系的存在。
In fact, a lot of relationships between animals can be categorized in three ways.
很多时候，这些自然界动物之间的关系呢，可以用三个的，种类来到分别。
The first way,is that in a kind of relationship that an animal can have with each other is one can benefit between two and the other one is not harmed. It's not affected.
咁第一组里边咧就系喺动物之间，两个动物其中一个咧，佢哋之间相处嘅时候咧，其中一个咧系会得益，而另外一个咧系唔会受损嘅。
A really good example of this is actually a whale.
咁其中一个例子咧就系鲸鱼啦。
By the way, welcome to my science lesson. I'm sure you didn't come here today thinking you were going to learn science.
多欢迎大家来到今天这个自然生物科。
A whale actually can have barnacles that grow on it.
其实在鲸鱼的身上面有很多这些贝壳类的在生长的寄生。
Kind of like whale acne, you know?
是的，好像鲸鱼生了暗疮。
But the barnacles actually benefit from being on the whale because the barnacles obviously can't travel on their own.
咁呢啲嘅貝殼類寄生咧，其實佢哋寄生喺鯨魚嘅身上面咧，係得到益處嘅，因為好顯然咧，佢哋自己係唔會喐嘅。
And so the whale, when it goes to different waters, it actually brings the barnacles to places where they can feed more and eat more.
因為當呢條鯨魚遊去唔同地方嘅時候咧，帶埋呢啲寄生貝類咧，咁呢啲寄生貝類咧就喺唔同嘅水域裏邊咧得到唔同嘅養分啦。
The whale itself really isn't affected.
咁其實對於個鯨魚嚟講咧，係冇乜影響嘅。
Maybe just embarrassed at their zits.
可能佢自己照下鏡就覺得唔好睇啦。
But really, this is a relationship that benefits the barnacles, but doesn't really change life for the whale.
咁呢一個嘅例子咧，就係話呢兩類生物寄生貝類咧，佢哋係得益，但係鯨魚咧又冇特別受損嘅。
The other kind of relationship in nature is one that is a little bit.More harmful.
咁另外一個類別咧，喺自然界之中，動物之中嘅關係咧，可能就有彼此會有少少傷害性啦。
And it's one where one of the animals benefits, but the other is actually hurt or harmed.
咁其中一個類別嘅動物咧係受益，另外一個類別嘅動物咧就係有損失嘅。
I don't know if you can see that, but there's actually a tick on that dog's nose.
咁你見得到呢張圖畫上面咧，嗰度嘅鼻只狗嘅鼻上面有一個黑點咧，嗰個係一隻虱嚟嘅。
This is actually the least gross picture of a tick I could find.
呢張相咧已經最唔核突噶啦。
But it is a good example of a relationship where the tick actually feeds off of the dog's blood, but the dog is harmed because of the tick.
咁呢只虱咧系寄生喺呢只狗上面，咁而只虱咧系吸食狗嘅血，而狗咧就系受损嘅。
The tick is what's called a parasite. It leeches off of the other animal.
咁呢啲嘅呢只跳蚤呢啲虱咧，其實就係叫寄生動物咧，就係佢寄生喺其他動物身上面得益。
But the third kind of relationship is probably the best kind, and there's an example you might all already have seen before.
咁第三種嘅類別嘅關係咧，你都可能見過噶啦。
Can you see it? It's Nemo.
大家識唔識 Nemo 啊？
It's Nemo. Actually, this is interesting. This really happens in nature where clownfish like Nemo live in something that's called an anemone.
咁咧呢個咧就係喺自然界裏邊咧，喺珊瑚礁裏邊咧，就呢啲叫珊瑚魚，我哋又叫小丑魚咧，佢哋互相係並存嘅。
So Nemo and you know all of Nemo's family and friends, they help to clean the anemone and protect it from other fish that would try to eat it.
咁咧，呢啲小丑魚咧就住喺啲珊呢種珊瑚裏邊，咁咧就幫呢種珊瑚咧就食佢身上面一啲嘅寄生物，就幫佢清潔嘅。然後咧，亦都同時咧係保護呢個珊瑚咧免受其他魚類去食佢。
And the anemone will actually protect the clownfish because it stings other fish that or other predators that would try to eat the clownfish.
咁而呢只珊瑚咧，亦都同樣咧係會成為一個對呢個小丑魚嘅保護，因為咧呢個珊瑚咧係可以有一啲嘅刺激另外一啲想食小丑魚嘅魚類係刺走佢哋嘅。
So they actually protect and benefit each other.
咁喺呢個關係裏邊，佢哋彼此保護，彼此得益。
Now, why am I talking about animals on a Sunday morning?
點解星期日講生物動物咧？
Why am I talking about how all these different animals have a relationship with each other?
點解會講到呢啲生物之間彼此嘅關係咧？
Because in a similar way, our relationships can affect us all differently.
因為就好似呢啲例子咁樣，我哋之間彼此嘅關係係會互相影響對方。
All of us in this room have likely experienced different kinds of relationships that had a different kind of impact on us.
相信大家都經歷過一啲唔同嘅關係，點樣係唔同嘅影響我哋。
You may have relationships in your life that really don't affect you in any way. They don't make an impact on you.
有啲嘅關係喺你生命裏邊其實冇產生乜嘢嘅影響。
But you also might have some relationships in your life that hurt you.
但亦都有啲嘅關係喺你生命裏邊係深深嘅傷害你。
They can be a source of anxiety or a source of conflict or tension.
係呢啲嘅關係係成為我哋爭執、我哋嘅張力嘅根源。
And they can be a way of, they can feel like a drain on you.
而呢個關係咧，令到你覺得係好辛苦嘅。
But you might also have some relationships in your life where you would say that.You benefit from that relationship, and so does the other person.
咁亦都有一啲關係咧，你可能會就話彼此之間咧都係可以得到益處嘅。
A relationship where you help each other grow and you help each other be at your best.
喺呢個關係裏邊，彼此幫助去成長，彼此帶出對方嘅最好一面。
If you're married in this room, now's a good time to look at your spouse. Actually,
如果喺當中我哋有人結咗婚嘅，擰住面望一望你嘅伴侶。
But the point is that all of us have different experiences in relationship that can help us or hurt us.
咁我哋都經歷過，其實喺唔同嘅關係裏邊，呢啲關係可能係幫助我哋，可能係傷害我哋。
And relational hospitality is the value that addresses the question of what kind of people we want to be in relationships.
咁係有一個咁其實我哋就要睇下究竟我哋嘅關係裏邊，我哋去衡量一下呢啲關係對我哋究竟係有益定對我哋有傷害。
Our core value of relational hospitality answers the question for us of how Jesus has called us to be in relationships with each other.
我哋教會其中一個嘅元素咧，就係要熱誠嘅去款待別人。咁呢個就係教導我哋點樣係從基督嘅角度去接待其他嘅人。
Because Jesus showed us a better way.
因為主耶穌。俾牽線俾我哋睇一個更好嘅關係。
He showed us how we can welcome people into relationship with Him in order to experience authentic, helpful relationships with others.
主耶穌顯示俾我哋睇佢一個點樣可以建立一個佢同我哋嘅關係，點樣可以影響到我哋同其他人嘅關係建立得更好。
We want to have the kind of relationships that can change our lives and other people's lives for the better.
我哋希望有一種嘅關係咧，係可以建立到我哋自己，亦都建立到別人嘅。
So let's talk a little bit about where we see this in Scripture.
咁我哋究竟喺边一度见到呢一种嘅关系咧？
We are going to start in Matthew chapter 22, and we're going to look at verses 34 to 40.
我哋会睇马太福音二十二章三十四至到四十节。法利赛人听见耶稣堵住了撒都该人的口，他们就聚集。内中有一个人是律法师，要试探耶稣，就问他说：夫子，律法上的诫命哪一条是最大的呢？耶稣对他说：你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神，这是诫命中的第一，且是最大的。其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。
So the first thing that we see Jesus says is relational hospitality means loving others as ourselves.
咁首先咧，主耶稣俾我哋见得到热情款待别人嘅，就系我哋好要爱人如己。
Now, when Jesus is asked this question, he's not being asked because people are genuinely curious.
当别人呢啲人去问耶稣呢个问题嘅时候咧，其实佢哋唔系真系出于好奇。
He's being asked because he's being tested by these teachers of the religious law.
呢啲律法师咧，其实系想试探耶稣嘅。
Now, it's interesting because Jesus talks about this in the first part of the command. The first command he talks about is a command that everybody who is listening would know well.
咁主耶稣咧喺嘅回答里边咧，头一部分咧，佢就系讲到第一个诫命咧。其实呢条诫命咧，呢啲嘅律法师、犹太人咧，佢哋每一个人都系非常之熟悉嘅。
But the connecting of the first command to the second one is what really stands out here.
但系主耶稣将第一条同第二条诫命相连起嚟，佢呢个连结咧，呢个先系重要。
Because Jesus connects our love for God with our love for other people.
因为主耶稣系将我哋对神嘅爱同我哋对人嘅爱咧系连结起上嚟。
And he makes them inseparable.
而且咧话呢两种嘅爱系唔能够分开嘅。
In fact, it's a lot like this. It's like kind of like learning how to drive.
就好似我哋学揸车一样。
If you know the theory of how to drive. Let's say you're studying how to drive, you study all the rules of the road, you study all the different, you know, things that your steering wheel or your gas pedal, all these things can do. You know how to drive in your head.
就好似我哋学揸车咁，我哋先学理论啦，就学咗点样去架车应该点样扭胎啊、加速啊等等等等，所有嘅理论全部都喺我哋嘅头脑里边。
But that doesn't necessarily mean you know how to drive.
但唔等于你已经识揸车噶噃。
In the same way, we can know what it means to love God, or what we should do to love God.
So, 同样的意思就系话，我哋可能知道或者我哋知道应该点样去爱神。
But until we put it into practice, until we actually get into the driver's seat and drive, we don't really actually know how to drive.
但直至到我哋要去实行呢种爱，就好似我哋去揸车咁样，直到你真系坐上架车去揸嘅时候，你先知道你其实识唔识呢啲嘅知识。
And in the same way, we can know how we are supposed to love God, but until we put it into practice with other people, we don't show that we actually know how to love God because we don't know how to love His people.
就好似我哋话我哋知道应该要点样去爱神，直至到我哋将佢实行出嚟。应用在我们互相之间彼此相爱上面，我们直至到去实行那一刻，我们才知道我们其实是不是真的懂得用神的爱，或者懂得怎样去爱神。
And actually, this isn't new.
这个不是一个新的故事。
This is actually something that God has said since day one.
其实从远古神已经这样对以色列人讲。
When Jesus says that all the law and prophets hang on this, this is what he means.
当主耶稣说这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的准纲。
The Old Testament and the prophets are full of all of these words, telling people to love the widow and the orphan and the poor and the vulnerable among them.
因为咧喺旧约嘅书卷里边咧，先知多次咧同以色列人讲，叫佢哋要爱孤儿寡妇、流离失所嘅。
And in fact, sometimes the harshest words that God had for His people is when they failed to do that.
而有啲时候，当佢哋系喺爱呢啲孤儿寡妇同流离失所嘅人失败嘅时候咧，神对佢哋责备系最严厉嘅。
Now you can tell that people are really wrestling with this idea of loving their neighbor.
咁所以你见得到人其实喺爱邻舍、爱人如己呢件事上面咧，系挣扎。
Because in another part of scripture, someone asks Jesus, well, who is my neighbor?
因为在另外的经文里面，有人问耶稣，究竟谁是我的邻舍呢？
And when they ask that question, it shows that they don't fully understand what Jesus is getting at when he says to love your neighbor.
因为当他主耶稣说你要爱邻舍的时候，他们反问谁是邻舍，就显示出其实他们完全不明白主耶稣的道理。
Because the question that he's asking is, well, where can I draw the line?
因为他们问反问耶稣谁是个邻舍，就是其实想跟其他人划清一条界线。
Who can I get out of loving?
那有什么人我可以不爱的？
And so Jesus responds with the story, a classic story in the Bible called the Good Samaritan.
那所以在主耶稣用另外一个故事去回答他们这个谁是邻舍的问题，就是好撒玛利亚人了。
The story of someone who is honoring God more than all these religious figures because they crossed lines and crossed cultural boundaries in order to love their neighbor.
这个故事呢显示出呢，这个人是爱神，是超越了这个文化的界限，咁而他爱人是超越了这些律法师啊，这些宗教领袖他们的 stand 标准。
Which leads us to our next point about relational hospitality.
咁我哋去到下一点咧，关于我哋热情款待嘅咧。
Relational hospitality means loving strangers.
咁第另外我哋热情款待别人嘅咧，就系我哋要连陌生人都要去爱。
Let's take a quick look at 1 Peter chapter 4 verses 8 to 9.
我哋睇一睇彼得前书四章九节，最要紧的是彼此切实相爱。因为爱能遮掩许多的罪，你们要互相款待，不发怨言。
Now, when I say hospitality means loving strangers, I mean that quite literally, actually.
When 当我讲话你哋要热情款待嘅时候，要款待陌生人，我真系指陌生人嘅。
Because that word hospitality in the original language does mean literally love, like for a brother, for strangers.
因为在这个字根里面，这个热情款待 hospitality 的字根里面，是讲到说你要爱和你的
love, like a
brother for strangers. Okay. 你要爱一个陌生人，就好像你爱你自己的兄弟一样。
So in other words, it's talking about loving people who, and welcoming people who are totally different from us.
那的意思就是说你要去接待，要欢迎这些和你完全不同的人。
It talks about loving people that we don't know.
去爱这些你不认识的人。
And loving them like family regardless.
就算你不认识他，你都要好像家人一般的去爱他们。
It's about loving people who think or even vote differently than we do.
就这些人，他们的思考方式，或者他的政治投票意向和你完全不同，你都爱他们。
People who live totally different lifestyles than we do.
他们过的生活模式和你完全不同，你都爱。
And people who speak different languages or are from different cultures than we are.
从不同文化以来，从讲不同的语言，你都爱。
And this is what's so radical about this very simple command.
那这个就是这个这么简单的诫命特别之处。
We live in a world or a culture that tries to push people apart.
这个的我们身处的文化其实将人是互相推开的。
Instead, Jesus calls us to welcome everyone in.
但主耶稣的意思是我们要接待欢迎所有的人。
And that leads us to the next point, which is that relational hospitality means loving the vulnerable.
而还有下一点呢，就是款待别人，就是要去爱弱势社群，和他们建立关系。
What do we mean when we say the vulnerable?
咁弱势社群究竟系指边啲人呢？
Essentially, we mean people who are in need.
最简单就系话呢啲有需要嘅人。
We could be talking about basic needs like food and shelter.
我哋可以讲最简单嘅需要，譬如话食物啊、庇荫啊等等。
But actually, there are people who are in need relationally and emotionally as well.
但同樣有些人呢，他們的需要是在關係上，在情感上。
People in need are people who are isolated or lonely.
這些是被孤立，這些是感覺到很孤單的人。
Who are cut off from family and friends.
可能他們是從他們的家人和朋友之中被排擠出來。
Who don't have a community that's looking out for them.
他們身邊沒有一個群體可以去互相照顧。
And the amazing thing is, well, the opportunity that we have in Vancouver is that we have a city that represents all of these needs.
而温哥華是一個特別的城市，因為呢，這個城市裡面呢，你可以見到我剛才所說各種各樣的需要都充滿著。
And so if we are going to be people who practice relational hospitality, we need to be aware of the needs that are in our city and make it a priority to meet them.
如果我們說我們是一間熱情款待別人的教會，我們就需要去注意到別人的需要，並且將這個的注目是放首第一位。
So when we take all of these things together,
那這些所有東西我們講的呢？
What we can sum up relational hospitality as is this.
我們可以再一次去總結熱情款待別人。
It means loving anyone and everyone enough to meet their needs.
就是說我們愛每一個人，無論他的背景如何，並且是去嘗試滿足他們每一個需要。
Meeting their needs in the way that you would hope that someone would meet yours.
你當去滿足別人的需要的時候，你去滿足他們就好像你會期待別人都會同樣滿足你一樣。
Or the way that you would hope someone would meet your kids, your grandkids, your parents, or your closest friends.
就你去幫助別人的時候，就你的幫助的程度就好像你都期望別人會如何幫助你，或者你的子女一樣。
And welcoming people into relationships that change their lives and our lives.
我们是迎接别人进入我们这个关系里面，以至到每一方都在这个关系之中得益。
So how do we live out this value of relational hospitality?
那我们怎样将这个关系上面的款待，我们怎样真的实践出来呢？
Now, when I, you know, was a student intern in college, I went to a church where I was responsible for helping with our small groups.
咁當我在讀神學嘅時候咧，我要去做實習啦，就去到呢間教會。我喺呢間教會裏邊咧係負責小組嘅。
And so, one of the things that I did when I was a student was I visited a bunch of different home groups. Not they weren't called home groups, but small groups.
咁我當時咧就係要去唔同去探訪唔同嘅小組。
And I'll never forget, I went to this one small group that, well, I'll never forget it. I'll tell you why.
咁我去到呢一個小組咧，咁啊呢個小組咧令我真係不生難忘。點解咧？
Well, it was my first time visiting this small group.
呢個係我第一次去探訪呢個小組。
And I had emailed the person saying, "Hey, I want to come and visit." So they knew I was coming.
我已經電郵咗主持人，就話俾佢知我會嚟探訪。
And they were like, great, this is the time, this is the day, just come and follow these directions.
咁佢哋回覆就話好啊，歡迎你，時間地點如何如何。
And, you know, I'm a 20-year-old student in a very unreliable car, and I am trying to get to this place.
咁你要知道啦，我嗰陣時先廿零歲，咁揸住呢架破破舊舊嘅車，咁我嘗試揾呢個地方。
And I'm driving down these back roads that have no street lights.
行到呢啲巷咧，冇街灯嘅喎。
And I have no idea where what I'm supposed to be seeing or where I'm supposed to be going.
我完全唔知道咧，我應該係向邊個方向行。
And I have to say, when you grow up in Vancouver, you are used to lights being everywhere, right?
當你喺温哥華長大嘅時候咧，可能你都慣咗周圍有街燈，係唔係？
And you're used to seeing people everywhere.
你亦都慣咗周圍都有人嘅，係咪？
That was not the case here in Langley.
但喺 Langley 嘅時候，原來唔係咁嘅噃。
And so I remember driving down and then seeing a house kind of in the middle of what seemed like nowhere.
我記得咧，我揸到去呢個地方，周圍漆黑一片，好似漆黑中只係有一間屋。
And I thought to myself, this is my horror movie. This is where I'm going to, this something bad's going to happen here.
真係我就覺得好似喺恐怖電影裏面，我就好驚，真係唔知有啲咩事會發生咁。
And then I showed up, and it was somebody different from the person that I had emailed, whose house it was.
咁我去到呢間屋，開門俾我嗰個人咧，又唔係我電郵嗰個負責人喎。
I do not recommend this for any students, by the way, or anybody who is that age.
咁啊，我唔鼓勵咧，即係你如果乜人都唔識，就是但敲門啦。
So I go into this person's house, and I don't know if they didn't know who I was.
咁我係入呢間屋啦，我覺得佢哋又唔知我係邊個啦。
And I don't even know how to explain it, but it's like it was just me and that person.
咁而當時咧就只得我同開門嗰個人喎。
And I remember I was making all of the conversation.
咁我就記得，我就一個人喺度係咁講嘢。
Because when I'm nervous, I don't stop talking.
你要知道，我一緊張咧，我就冇辦法停低唔講嘢噶啦。
And so I was trying to talk to this person and be like, okay, so how long have you been going to church? What do you do for your job and all this stuff? And it's like I was going nowhere.
咁我就一攣嘴係咁問佢啦，啊，你幾耐去呢間教會幾耐啊？你做咩工啊？哔哩吧啦咁啦。
And I'm looking at my watch, going, I'm early. I'm early. I'm on time.The life group's supposed to start right now.
咁我睇下我手表啦，其实我又唔系好早啫，而家就系够钟噶啦，应该小组就开始噶咯噃。
And so I'm wondering, where is everybody?
其他人喺边咧
？And where is the person I emailed?
嗰个主持人喺边咧
？Anyway, after about 15 minutes, people started to show up.
原来过咗十五分钟之后咧，啲人就开始陆续到啦。
And the rest of the night went fine.
咁餘下嘅一晚小組活動咧都好正常。
But it felt when I got there, it felt like they weren't ready for me.
但我去到嘅時候，我覺得佢哋原來好似未曾預備好接待我。
It felt like that person wasn't prepared to welcome me.
呢一個嘅人開門嗰個人咧，佢未有佢嘅愛去款待我。
And I remember thinking to myself, "Do you even want me here?"
我甚至係喺心裏邊自己諗，你究竟想唔想我嚟㗎？
And I say this story to say that sometimes, even when we want to welcome people well,
我呢个故事想话俾大家知，有啲时候就算你想，你个心系想去迎接别人嘅。
Even when our intention is to welcome people in and show them hospitality,
我哋嘅心真系想去让佢哋见得到我哋嘅热情款待。
We aren't always intentional about how we practice it.
但是我们有时候未必真的意识到我们的行动是表现出如何。
And when we're not intentional about how we practice it, it can end up having the opposite message.
如果我们没有意识去想我们表达的是什么的时候，可能会有相反效果。
Hospitality takes intentionality.
因为这个热情款待是需要有意识去实践的。
So let's talk about how we can be relationally hospitable in our attitude and in our actions.
我哋想去讲一下，究竟点样喺我哋嘅态度，喺我哋行道度，点样真正表达款待
？So in our attitude, if we want to be relationally hospitable, the first thing that we do is we build trust.
喺我哋嘅态度上面，我哋首先系要去建立信任。
We shouldn't expect people to trust us right off the bat.
我哋唔能够去期待别人一开始就对我哋满有信任。
Genuine relationships take time.
一个是深厚的关系需要时间的。
And it takes us helping people to feel comfortable and safe when they're with us.
我们都需要时间让人去慢慢觉得跟我们一起是舒服的，可以信任的。
We also need to show respect.
我们都需要是去释出善意的尊重。
And that means that we let people come as they are.
当的意思就是说呢当别人来到的时候呢他本身是如何我们就这样接纳他。
We don't push people to become like us or do things our way in order for them to find relationship with us.
我们不是要尝试逼他们改变成跟我们完全一样以至到他才可以参加我们的关系。
We don't treat them like they're silly for what they've said or what they believe.
我哋都唔会话觉得佢哋所讲嘅嘢，或者佢哋点样着衫系好可笑嘅。
We show honor to people who walk through our doors.
我哋对进入我哋教会嘅人，我哋对佢满有尊重。
In action, we can do three things.
而在我哋嘅行动上面，我哋有三样嘢可以做。
We are present.
第一就系让佢哋觉得我哋存在。
Now this sounds really simple, right?
系咪好似好简单啊
？But think about the moments in your life where someone showed up for you.
你再想一想在你的经历里面有人出现的话
Think about the times that people showed up to a funeral or to a wedding or just at your house with some cookies and made you feel thought of and made you feel acknowledged.
例如在一个的丧礼上面这些人的参与或者 是去你家探访他带一些的 cookie 饼令到你觉得他们真的很关注你的。
And so as a church, we show up for other people.
所以作为一间教会，我们是需要有这个让别人感觉到我们的存在。
We make ourselves available to them and we fully engage with them.
我们是尝试跟他们多些的关系，让他们感觉到。
And this could mean being a part of a home group and actually choosing to show up week after week.
其中一个的可行的方法就是进入一个小组，并且我们是积极恒常的参与。
The other way that we can show relational hospitality in action is we invite people in.
另外一個係付諸行動嘅方式，就係要去邀請別人。
We take initiative and we reach out to others in relationship.
要主動嘅去邀請別人去建立關係。
We don't wait for them to come to us. We invite them to be a part of what we're doing.
唔好淨係喺度等，反而要主動嘅邀請。
A good example of this is the pumpkin patch that we're going to have in just a couple of weeks.
其中一個例子咧，就係我哋喺嚟緊幾個禮拜之後咧，就有我哋嘅南瓜田活動。
We do this because it's an opportunity to invite people to find meaningful relationship and find community.
點解要做南瓜田呢？就係有一個好好嘅機會，讓我哋邀請別人，我哋可以同佢一齊嘅建立關係，認識佢。
It's an opportunity for all of us to invite.
呢個係每一個人我哋都可以用嘅機會。
The third way that we can show relational hospitality in action is we meet needs.
另外一個嘅行動方式就係要體會佢哋嘅需要。
Now between, you know, one-on-one, this could mean having a meal together.
咁如果單對單的話咧，簡單嚟講就可以一齊食飯啦。
And you need to know that this is something we value and love at Home Church.
你都知道呢個係我哋 Home Church 教會最中意做嘅嘢啦，食飯。
But even as a whole, we find creative ways to meet the needs around us.
但係作為一個羣體咧，我哋可以嘗試用一個比較有創意嘅方法咧，係去滿足社區嘅需要。
And Car Free Day is actually a really good example of that.
而冰街無車日咧，就係我哋其中一個例子。
Because we're not doing something just for the sake of doing it.
我哋唔係只係話辦一啲嘅活動。
We welcome the volunteers and the police in to use our facilities because it's a need for them.
咁我哋係去邀請並歡迎咧冰街無車日嘅義工同埋警察咧，佢哋進入我哋教會裏邊用我哋嘅設施去廁所啊等等，因為呢個係佢哋嘅需要。
And so whatever needs we see in our community, we're committed to meeting them.
我哋見到教社區裏邊有嘅需要，我哋就係委身要去滿足。
Because when we practice relational hospitality, we see something really special happen.
因為當我哋真係去實踐熱情款待的話，我哋會見到一啲特別嘅事發生。
We don't just bless other people.
唔單止係會祝福到別人。
We find ourselves being blessed too.
我哋會見到自己都受祝福。
Some of you in this room probably know that my husband and I have 3 kids. Well, 2.5. 2 3/4.
如果你認識余牧師嘅話咧，你知道咧，佢同埋先生咧，佢哋有，佢就話佢而家有兩個半細路，因為有一個喺呢度，其實三個骨噶啦。
But the way that our family started is we adopted our daughter Jada.
余牧師同佢哋同佢先生嘅家庭點樣開始嘅咧？就係佢哋係收養咗佢哋嘅大女。
And how that happened is during the pandemic, we actually met her as an 8-year-old.
咁係實點樣開始咧？就係喺疫情嘅時候咧，我哋嘅大女當時8歲。
She was living with another family that we knew from church.
佢當時係同我哋教會裏邊另一對夫婦另一個家庭同住。
And because we weren't meeting in person on Sundays, this family asked if we could have her over every now and again on a weekend for them to, you know, be able to go and do other things.
咁呢個家庭咧就因為我哋係同一個小組啦，佢就問我哋可唔可以差唔多每個禮拜就帶我哋個大女一下，讓呢個家庭咧佢哋自己有啲自己嘅時間。
So when we met her, we started having her over at our house.
咁所以我哋就開始同我哋大女有接觸啦，咁就每個禮拜嚟我哋屋企啦。
We would eat meals together and go to the park together.
一齊食飯啦，去公園啦。
We would talk about God and we would talk about church and all sorts of other things.
我哋有好多嘢傾談啦，每樣嘢都講，亦都講教會啦，講到神啦。
And at one point we thought that we'd have a renter or someone else move in, so we thought, okay, this was nice, but maybe it's not meant to continue.
咁
A renter, like someone to rent our room in our house, yeah.
咁當時咧有人咧想嚟租我哋屋裏邊其中一間房嘅一個租客。
And I remember being a little bit sad that we would no longer have those weekends with Jada.
咁如果呢個租客真係租得成我哋間屋嘅時候咧，我哋禮拜六、禮拜日咧就冇辦法讓我哋嘅大女過嚟玩啦。
But then that renter fell through.
咁但係最後呢個租客租唔成啦。
And I remember sitting in that room that would eventually become Jada's.
咁我坐喺呢個本來要出租嘅房間裏邊。
And I prayed, God, bring the right person to this room.
我当时祈祷就话神啊，求你将最适合嘅人带到嚟呢间房里边。
And the Holy Spirit gave me a strong sense that He would.
咁而当时圣灵俾我一个好强烈嘅感动。
In fact, I told Christian that.
然后我话俾我先生听。
Less than a year later is when both of us felt called to start our family with her.
然后喺一年之后，我哋两个都感受到神系去叫我哋同埋。
We've seen relational hospitality transform our family. It started with welcoming her in. And it ended up changing our lives. I'm
going
to invite the band to come back up. When we welcome others into authentic relationships,
当我们邀请别人进入一个真诚的关系,
blessing goes both ways.
这个祝福是双向的。
This is not just about being a nice church or a friendly church.
这个是比我们教会成为纯单纯一个友善的教会更深。
As important as those things are,
当然这个是重要的。
Relational hospitality is actually about experiencing the blessing of relationship even while we invite others to experience it too.
这个热情款待其实就是让人能够在关系里面经历到这个祝福。
It's about what God can do in other people's lives when we welcome them in.
当我们迎接别人进入我们的生命的时候，我们就见到主耶稣可以在他们身上所做的。
But it's also about what God can do in your life when you welcome others in.
同样，当我们迎接这些人进入生命里面的时候，神也都在我们的生命里面做事。
Jesus always started with people from a place of relationship.
主耶稣同人相处的时候，都是从关系开始先。
So did all the early Christians.
也都是所有的早期教会会众。
And our church believes that when we start from a place of relationship,
所以我们教会相信，如果我们从关系开始，
that it can transform not just our neighborhood and our community, but our church and our hearts as well.
我们深信，不单止可以改变我们的社区，同样也都可以改变我们自己和教会。
That's what we mean when we say relational hospitality.
这个就是我们讲到热情款待的意义。
Experiencing the blessing of relationship even while we invite others to experience it too.
就是当我们去邀请别人去经历一个真诚关系的时候，我们当中得到祝福。
Would you stand with me?
请大家同起立。
Now for some of you in this room, you may think to yourself, I haven't had a relationship that has impacted me like this.
你可能当中有人说，我未经历一个，未曾经历过一个关系是这样的去改变我。
Maybe you're thinking to yourself, I haven't experienced that kind of relationship with God or with other people at church.
我都未经历过在教会里面神所讲这个跟神的关系，或者跟人之间的关系。
Maybe in the midst of change, you feel disconnected.
或者当教会在转变的时候，你觉得好像失去联系。
Maybe you feel isolated or lonely.
或者你会觉得你好似系孤单，
and you feel like you're struggling through your burdens alone.
你可能觉得你自己一个人系去在你嘅担子中挣扎。
As we sing this song, we talk about surrender.
我哋唱呢首歌，讲到话我哋将所有献上。
And I want to invite you as we worship to consider what you might need to surrender to God in order to find relationship that matters.
咁我鼓励大家，当我哋唱呢首诗歌嘅时候，你究竟有啲乜嘢要摆低喺神嘅面前，以至到你可以经历到真诚嘅关系咧
？Maybe it's your pride or your insecurity or your doubts，
或者你嘅不安全感、你嘅疑惑或者你嘅骄傲。
Maybe it's your fear from past hurt，
或者从你过去嘅关系之中嘅伤害。
But I want to invite you to consider what it could mean for you to be blessed by others.In relationship this morning,
我请你去深思一下，究竟如果你能够从关系之中被别人祝福，这个会是怎样的经历呢？
Because maybe it's worth it.
因为可能是值得我们去经历的。
And maybe it could change your life.
可能会改变你的生命的。
Let's sing together.
让我们同去赞美。